The New Hampshire primary on January 8th follows the Iowa caucuses by just 5 days, and that's where we turn our attention next. We're going to hear from two newspaper executives there, Felice Bellman, executive editor of the Concord Monitor, and Joe McQuaid, publisher of the New Hampshire Union Leader. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
The Monitor has a liberal editorial bent. The Union Leader is quite conservative, but you both agree on one thing. You both have run strident editorials against Republican Mitt Romney. Are you surprised to find yourself in agreement on that?
Not on this one. I don't think so. Not if you're paying attention to this race. I think that journalists who for the past 2 years have been watching the Republican race in New Hampshire, many papers have come to similar decisions about endorsements and that sort of thing. And it felt not surprising to me, actually.
Joe McQuaid?
We, on the other hand, are surprised if we agree on the weather with the Concord Monitor. So we're thinking of changing our position entirely.
I see. Well, Joe McQuaid, your paper has come out and endorsed John McCain, and the Union Leader ran this editorial yesterday. You wrote, Romney lacks something John McCain has in spades, conviction. Granite Staters want a candidate who will look them in the eye and tell them the truth, never wavering, never pandering.
I think that sort of follows up on what Felice's paper said about Romney. If you wanted a presidential candidate out of a kit, I think they said, you put all the pieces together, you'd have Romney, but there's something missing there, and that's, as we said, the core convictions.
And Felice, you wrote that editorial in the Concord Monitor against Romney, the anti-endorsement.
Yeah, it was the opinion of our editorial board, but I did write it. And the gist of our editorial was basically, as Joe said, he certainly looks like a president, but we were distressed by the fact that he seems to have been on both sides of many issues important to many people, leaving you to wonder where the truth of it all is.
Now, will the Concord Monitor actually endorse someone as opposed to run an anti-endorsement?
Yeah, we will. We haven't yet, but we do plan to endorse candidates on both sides, both a Republican and a Democratic candidate.
I think a lot of people are wondering what's going on in New Hampshire. It's a state that's known as a Republican stronghold, but it took a big swerve to the Democratic side back in 2006, both in races for Congress and statewide. So what is going on, Joe McQuaid?
I think it's history repeating itself. Back in the late 1970s, we had a Democratic governor and two Democratic U.S. senators and a Democratic congressman. The one difference this time is the legislature also changed from red to blue, and I think that's the first time in 100 years that has happened. We'll have to see if it continues or not.
Do you think it will?
Well, I think that people have been asking about who's going to win here in January, and I still think it's going to be Hillary, and I think she's going to be very strong in the fall up here and could help solidify the Democratic gains.
Felice Bellman, what about you?
You know, one thing that's changed, not just since 06, but say in the past 10 years, is the growing number of voters who are registered undeclared, which means that in a primary they can vote on one side or another. It also means they're unpredictable. They're not a block in the sense that they all think the same thing. And it's something like 40% of the electorate now. And so you don't know in our primary which ballot they're going to take and what they're thinking. And I do think that played into the 06 results here and probably across the country to some extent too.
And I think a large percentage of those undeclared voters have said that they are leaning Democratic in this primary.
I don't know if they've said that or if that's been the press speculation, and I think that may have changed somewhat. Early on, it was the Democrats had the sexier race, if you will, with Obama versus Hillary, and a lot of attention paid to it, and therefore McCain, for instance, wasn't going to get the benefit of the independents as he had in 2000 because they were going to go Democratic. I think that some of the independents, and Felice is right, they're all over the lot, but some of them are looking at Ron Paul, of all people, the former Libertarian candidate.
I wanted to ask you about Ron Paul, the Libertarian running on the Republican side, and there's a lot of thought that he could do very well in New Hampshire. Do you think that's true?
He doesn't show up much in the polls, but yes, I do think it's true that he could do very well here. I don't think he'll do well past here, but I think he's going to surprise people here.
And the question then would be, whom does Ron Paul siphon votes from? Felice?
Well, that's what's so amazing about his campaign. His issues are so disparate that he's going to pull from all sorts of people. I mean, there are strong fiscal conservatives who like his stance on taxes and the budget. There are anti-abortion people who like the fact that he shares their views. There are anti-war people who share his views. And so that's not a typical kind of primary voter. And he'll take away from a little bit from everybody, I would think.
Do New Hampshire voters care what Iowa does? Do you think the results in Iowa will be any kind of predictor for what happens in the New Hampshire primary?
I don't think voters particularly think that way. I think if there's a surprise in Iowa on either side, it'll make people perhaps reconsider whoever that surprising winner is. But I don't think people are waiting to make up their own mind based on, well, we'll see what Iowa does.
Well, there's a guy here who's Romney's big and I think only named supporter named Judd Gregg, who's the senior U.S. senator, and he made what I think is a mistake. It's probably true for New Hampshire people, but he said that the saying was in Iowa they pick corn and in New Hampshire they pick presidents. You're supposed to say that after your guy either wins or loses in Iowa, not before.
You know, the primary coming this early in January means you guys are going to be very lonely up there for the rest of the month in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot. I mean, our staff is doing almost exclusively presidential primary coverage, and I feel bad for our readers who aren't into it, but it's all going to just disappear come the 10th of January after we report the results.
Well, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Joe McQuaid, publisher of the New Hampshire Union Leader, and Felice Bellman, executive editor of the Concord Monitor.